Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
So let's open our Bibles. We're going to read a few passages.
让我们打开圣经，我们要读几处的经节。
So the first is Matthew chapter 3.
第一处是在马太福音第三章
，verse 1 and 2.
第一小节和第二小节。
Matthew chapter 3, verse 1.
马太福音第三章第一小节。
Now, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying,
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And chapter 4, verse 17.
第四章第十七小节。
From that time, Jesus began to preach and say,
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Acts 17:30.
使徒行传17章30小节。
Acts 17:30.
17章30小节。
Therefore, having overlooked the time of ignorance, God is now declaring to man that all people everywhere should repent.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不监察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
Finally, Revelation chapter 9:20 and 21.
最后一处是在启示录的第九章20和21小节。
Revelation chapter 9, verse 20 and 21.
启示录第九章20和21节。
The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, so as not to worship demons and the idols of gold, of silvers, and of brass, and of stone, and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk.
其余未曾被这些灾所杀的人，仍旧不悔改自己手所做的，还是去拜鬼魔和那些不能看、不能听、不能走、金银铜木石的偶像。
And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their immoralities, nor of their thefts.
又不悔改他们那些凶杀、邪术、奸淫、偷窃的事。
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
让我们一起有些祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and grace.
亲爱的天父，我们真是感谢、感激你的爱与怜悯。
To gather us here today, in this morning.
在这个主日的清晨，又召聚我们在一起。
We pray, we ask you to help us.
我们向你祈求来，求你来帮助我们。
To cleanse everyone come in this room with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
以你儿子的宝血来洁净我们在座的每一位。
So that there's nothing prevent every one of us come before you.
让我们当中的每一位都毫无拦阻的能够来到你的面前。
We all come into your presence.
我们都能够来一起与你有同在。
We want to give all the worship, praise, and honor to you and to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们愿意把我们的一切的颂赞和敬拜都献于你和你的儿子。
Also, we ask you to bless each every one of us here.
主，我们也求你来祝福我们在座的每一位。
Through your Holy Spirit, you reveal your words to each every one of us.
借着你的圣灵，你把你的话启示给我们每一位。
So that we hear, we can act upon it.
让我们听懂了，并且能照着去行。
We thank you, pray this in your Son's name.
我们所有的这些祷告都是以你儿子的名。
Amen.
Amen.
The gospel of our Lord Jesus have twofold.
我们基督所传的福音，有两个方面。
Do you know what are they?
你们知道是哪两个重要的方面吗？
The one aspect of the gospel is about the eternal life.
福音的一方面重要的信息是讲到永生，永远的生命。
Whoever believes in Jesus will not perish but have eternal life.
就是那信耶稣的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16.
就像约翰福音三章十六节写到。
Jesus demonstrated this eternal life by overcame the death.Through his crucifixion on the cross.
耶稣向我们阐明了，就是借着他在十字架上受死，我们这些信他的人能够得到永生，从而胜过这个死亡。
And resurrection from the life.
但是，因为他先胜过了死亡。
From the tomb.
他从他死后三日复活。
But there's the second aspect of the gospel.
在福音里面还有第二个重要的方面
is the kingdom of heaven.
那就是关于天国的信息。
So the Bible, Matthew chapter 11:12 says,
马太福音的十一章十二小节
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force.
他说，天国是要努力进入的，是努力的人就得着了。
So what are the differences?What is the difference between these two aspects of gospel?
所以我们想这圣经的两个方面有什么不同点吗
?In terms of how we're going to receive them, right?
对尤其当我们了解这两个点的时候了解这两个方面的时候我们想他们有什么不一样吗
?How do we receive it?
我们怎样去接受这两个不一样的地方
?So, to have eternal life, we just need to believe in Jesus.
如果想获得永生呢非常简单我们只要去相信我们的主
That's right, just believe
非常简单就是简单的相信
because it's a gift, so it's free
因为它是一个礼物所以是免费的
However, to enter the kingdom of heaven
但是如果想进入天国呢
We have to work very hard, diligently and violently in order to enter the kingdom
我们需要非常努力的需要非常殷勤的去做工才可以。
Because it's not a free ride.
因为它不再是一个像顺风车一样的东西。
Of course, if you want to enter the kingdom, you have to have the eternal life.
当然，如果要进入天国的话，首先你是要获得那个永远的生命。
But the eternal life is not a guarantee for the entrance.
但是反过来，永远的生命却不能保证你能够进入到天国。
So,When our Lord was walking on the earth,
当我们主在地上行走的时候
He was more inclined to talk about the kingdom.
他更多的时候是愿意去宣讲关于永生的道理，关于天国的道理。
Yeah, the second aspect of the gospel. That's the second aspect.
就是第二个方面，关于天国的道理。
So remember his very first public message.
记得他第一次在公开的慕道的时候。
Yeah, repent.For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
他讲的就是说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Also remember how he taught his disciples to pray?
记得吗？他是怎样教导他的门徒们祷告的
？Our Father in heaven.
他说我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom comes.
愿你的国降临。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
You see, all this is about the kingdom.
你看到了，这一切都是关于天国的。
So apparently, the kingdom is very dear in our Lord's heart.
所以大家看到，好像天国对我们主的心来讲是非常非常宝贵的。
So if we all want to please our Lord,
所以如果我们愿意去去喜悦我们的主的话
We should not be just satisfied with what the eternal life which we already have.
我们确实不应该只是停留满足在那个我们获得的那个永生上，那个免费的那个礼物上。
We should more diligent and work very hard to try to enter the kingdom.
我们应该更加努力的、更加殷勤的去努力向着进入天国的这个目标。
So how do we prepare for the kingdom?
那我们 怎么去预备我们去进入天国呢？
Remember our Lord, I just said our Lord's first public message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
记得我们主的第一个信息就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Who need to repent?
到底是谁需要悔改呢？
The repentance message is to address what to address whom?
他宣扬的悔改的信息到底是对谁讲的呢？
To the Israel people?
是对以色列民吗？
Of course.
当然是。
So when our Lord Jesus preached this one, he was preached to the Israel.
因为当他讲这番话的时候，他就是对这些以色列百姓讲的。
John the Baptist.
施洗约翰。
Who was the messengers for Jesus? When he was on the earth, his first message is also identical to our Lord's.
这一位我们主的这位信使，当他在地上的第一次传道，他讲的也是相同的关于悔改的信息。
He was towards the Jews, right?
他就是把这个信息讲给那些犹太人。
So he even said this to the Jews.
他甚至这样对他们讲。
Bear fruits in keeping with repentance and do not say to yourself that you have Abraham for your father.
说你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。
Also, the repentance message is to the world.
当然第二方面，这个悔改信息也是对整个全世界来说的。
When Apostle Paul was on the second missionary trip to the Asia Minor.
当使徒彼得第二次在小亚细亚的传道的第二次去传道的路上，
He was in Athens, the Greece.
他到了当时的雅典城。
Right, he saw all this. The whole city was full of idols.
他看到那座城市满了都是偶像。
So he said this to the Greeks.
所以他对希腊人说，
God commands all people everywhere to repent.
他说神吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
This is a verse, Bible verse we just read.
就是我们刚刚读的这个经节。
So if the people of the world refuse to repent, what's going to happen to them?
如果世人继续这样拒绝悔改，那什么事会临到他们呢？
The Bible just told us, we read, there will be no opportunity for them to repent anymore when our Jesus comes back.
正如我们刚才读的经节，当我们的主再来的时候，他们将不再有机会去悔改。
This is Revelation 9:20.
就是启示录第九章二十小节。
So therefore, to the world, repent now, since there is still time.
所以对于世界来讲，现在就应当悔改。
Believe in Jesus and receive the eternal life.
就是相信我们的主，接受他给的永生。
However,
但是。
This repentance message
这样一个悔改的信息
is not only for the Jew, not only for the world.
不仅仅是给犹太人，也不仅仅是给全世界。
They all need to repent to believe in Jesus to have eternal life.
他也给那些所有悔改，已经悔改，相信了基督，已经得到永远生命的人。
This message is also for the Christian believers.
也就是说，这样一条悔改的信息也是对那些已经信他的基督徒。
And even more so to Christians.
甚至更进一步，就是对这些基督徒说的。
If you want to enter the kingdom.
如果你想要进入天国。
So why, the question is, why do we Christians need to repent?
为什么？那问题是为什么我们这些基督徒还需要悔改呢？
Haven't we repented when we accept our Lord Jesus as our Savior?
我们在信主归入他名下的时候，不是已经认罪悔改过了吗？
So today we are going to have a deep dive into this repentance for the believers.
所以今天我们就有机会再深入的思考一下，什么是基督徒的悔改？
Right. We're going to focus on only two points.
我们会着重在两个点上。
The first, what to repent for us, the Christians.
第一点就是对于我们基督徒来讲，我们到底要悔改什么？
And then, why the repentance is so important today.
第二点就是为什么悔改在今天还如此的重要？
We're going to read one passage.
我们再读一处的几处的经节。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Verse 1 to 7.
第一节到第七小节。
Revelation 2 chapter 1, chapter 2 verse 1.
启示录第二章第一小节。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
I know your deeds, and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary.
你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦并不乏倦。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Therefore remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds that you did at first. Or else I'm coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Yet, this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一等人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。
He who has the ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant the eat of the trees of the life which is in the paradise of God.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
So the Bible verses we just read, our Lord Jesus calling the church in Ephesus to repent.
我们刚刚读的圣经的经节，主耶稣教训以弗所教会要悔改。
Let's hold it here for a minute. Let's just hold it here. Just wait here. Just stop here for a minute.
我们先暂时停在这里一下。
Right. So the Greek word of repent or repentance appears in the Bible 60 times in the New Testament.
在新约圣经里面，希腊文中出现的关于悔改这样的词，一共出现了大约60次。
Mostly at two locations.
大部分呢都是在圣经的两处。
One is in the four Gospels and the Acts.
一部分是集中在四福音书和使徒行传。
Which we know these five books recorded the events at the beginning of the Gospel Age.
我们知道这一部分。讲的是那个福音时代起初的那些事情。
Right. Lord Jesus became flesh and dwells among us for 33.5 years.
就是我们的主道成了肉身，然后住在我们中间33年半。
And full of grace and truth.
就是他满了恩典与真理。
Then he was crucified on the cross and then raised up on the third day.
最终被钉死在十字架上，并在三日后复活。
So this gospel of Jesus was quickly spreading from Jerusalem all over and then to the world.
这些福音书里记载的事情很快就从犹太的全地耶路撒冷传到了全世界。
So the calling people to repent, to believe, to have eternal life.
就是呼召人们悔改，然后相信，然后得到永生。
We know this calling is still valid today.
我们知道这样的呼召直到今日仍然是有效的。
So the other location of the repent or repentance appearing frequently is in the Revelation.
另外一部分悔改这个词集中出现的是在启示录。
The Revelation is the last book of the Bible.
就是圣经的最后一卷书。
It's mostly about the and the ending of this gospel age and the coming of the kingdom age.
他讲的是我们这个福音时代的末了和将要来的这个天国的来临前的事。
So, for example, in chapter 2 and 3,
比如说在启示录的第一章到第三章
right, our Lord wrote a seven letters to seven churches.
我们的主给七个不同教会写了七封书信。
Now we know the seven churches represent seven types of churches.
我们现在
today on earth.
我们现在知道这七个教会其实代表的是三种不同的教会。
Over the history, but doesn't matter, it's just seven types of churches.
有的说是在历史中不同的，但是这个没关系，就是我们知道是三种不同的教会，七种不同的教会。
We all know in all these letters, our God, our Lord is calling, was calling, the overcomers.
我们知道在这七封书信当中，我们的主是在呼召那些得胜者。
Overcomers are those who can enter the kingdom, right?
得胜者就是那些能够有资格进入天国的人。
But do you notice the word repent or repentance appears also very frequently in these letters?
那你们知道吗？在这七封书信里面，这个词悔改是非常多次的出现。
Right. So among all the seven churches, only two Jesus did not ask them to repent.
在这七个教会里面，只有两个教会主耶稣没有对他们没有教育他们关于悔改的事情。
So one is the church in Smyrna.
第一个就是施梅拿教会。
So it was a church was a church that went through a big outward tribulations.
这个教会我们知道它是在外面遭受着非常大的逼迫的一个情况的教会。
So we hear we don't like them, right? We don't have that persecutions here today.
显然我们这里并不像这个遭受大逼迫的这个教会。
So the second church is in Philadelphia.
第二个没有被指责让他们悔改的就是腓拉铁菲的教会。
The church that kept God's word and also was full of love.
这个教会是那遵守主的道啊，满了主的爱的那个教会。
And we know we are not there. I don't know we can claim our church here is like Philadelphia.But I think we are not there to claim that, right?
我们希望我们成为那样的教会，但我们现在清楚我们还没有达到那个教会那样的光景。
So all the other five churches, Lord Jesus asked them to repent.
那对于剩余的七个剩余的这些五个教会，主耶稣都教训他们要悔改。
So repent for what?
那么悔改什么呢？
So for the time's sake, we only look at the three churches because they are kind of look like us, right?
因为时间关系，我们只来看其中的三个教会。
So the first church, as we just read, the church in Ephesus.
第一个教会就是我们刚读的以弗所教会。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
就是启示录第二章第四小节。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
就是有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds that you did at first.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。
Or else I'm coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent.
你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
So,question is, what is the first love they left?
所以这问题就是他们丢掉的这个起初的爱是什么呢？
Remember, the first time when we, each, every one of us, first time we encounter our Lord Jesus.
那我们在座可以回想，当我们最初的那个遇见我们主的爱的时候，
Our sins were forgiven, and we tasted the eternity at the first time.
当我们知道我们的罪已经被赦免，当我们尝到那一点永生的滋味的时候，
Do we feel at that time our Lord is always with us?
我们有没有感到那个主就是一直与我们同在？
Our heart filled with excitement and joys, right?
我们的内心甚至充满了那个欣喜，那个喜乐，那个激动。
Last week, our brother Stephen Kang came to visit us to join us for the worship.
上个主日呢，我们的老弟兄江弟兄也来到我们中间，和我们一起在主日 和我们有一起聚集。
It was a surprise for many of us, right?
我们可能很多人都非常非常的意外。
I don't watch you feel, but I was sat there, feel very touched and very happy for his coming, for his visit.
我不知道你们有什么感受，反正我坐在那里是感觉非常的非常的激动，非常喜乐。
I noticed my sister was crying when she sang the hymns.
我看到我的姊妹甚至都激动的都流泪了。
While I was watching some sisters, they are more outward expression. They actually keep on following our brother Stephen and say,、oh, I'm so happy you are here. Yeah, right?
我们看到很多姊妹甚至都难以语言表达，只是说跟江宁说非常非常非常高兴看到你来到我们中间。
And take pictures with our brothers. Yeah, took a picture with them.
甚至还照了照片啊。
But while I was watching that, I was thinking, if it's not our brother Stephen, it's the Lord come to the service, to the worship.
我看到此情此景，就想到如果来到我们中间的，我们看到的。不是我们的江弟兄，而是我们的主他自己的话。
He sat in the front row, right?
他坐在第一排。
Do you think our brother Huang dare to stand in here and say, Lord, do you have a word to say? Or you listen to me to preach?
你觉得我们弟兄会不会还敢不敢站在这里面讲信息？会不会就是说主是不是你来讲你的信息？
I bet he would be probably would like the apostle John, right?
可能我猜想我们弟兄会变成就像使徒约翰一样。
He fell at the feet of our Lord and like a dead man.
就是跌在我们主的脚前，像一个死了的人。
Right, this is the Bible said that way. I'm not there to use that word. But the key is not this.
但重点不是
yeah.
不是这个。
Do you believe our Lord is always with us every morning when we gathered here?
就是你们相不相信每一个主日当我们聚集在一起的时候，我们的主都在我们中间。
But do you sense His presence?
你们有没有感受到他的同在
？If not, we better repent.
如果没有的话。我们最好要悔改。
The second church is in Sardis.
第二个教会是说到了撒迪教会。
Chapter 3 verse 2.
就是在启示录的第三章第二小节。
Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die. For I have found your deeds, I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God.
你要警醒，兼顾那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Remember what you have received and heard, and keep it and repent.
所以要回想你是怎样领受、怎样听见，又要遵守，并要悔改。
Therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you.
我若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
So this was a church that received a lot of revelations and messages from the Lord.
这个撒迪教会是那个他得到了很多宝贵的信息。
But the saints in the church fell into sleep on over all the knowledge they received.
但是他们满了这样的知识，却在这个知识上面却睡起了大觉。
At Eastlink, we are really know a lot of God's word, right?
在我们伊斯林教会，我们也是知道非常多的关于主的真理。
We enjoy study Bibles.
我们非常喜欢我们的查经的聚会。
So in Friday evening, we know we have two adult group downstairs.
我们在周五的晚上，我们在楼下就有两组的。
Brothers and sisters in those two groups study Bible verse very carefully, verse by verse, the whole night, just three verses sometimes.
我们查经是非常非常认真的。我们的弟兄姊妹查经都是一节一节的慢慢的查，有的时候一整晚我们只能查三个小节。
Upstairs we have also a middle age group.
我们在楼上也有一个青年组的一个场
景。We study over a chapter a time.
我们每一周能够查完一章的书。
Last Friday, I heard many brothers say, we were so enjoyed with the Bible, so rich and so full of knowledge, revelation knowledge, right?
我们两天前我们晚上在这里查经的时候，我们弟兄姊妹也都非常的喜乐，我们非常多的得着，从领受非常多的启示。
So over all these years, we heard and received a lot of great messages for the eternal purpose of God and the kingdom of heaven.
这么多年以来，我们真的是听到领受了非常多的信息，关于永生的，关于天国的，关于他永远生命的，关于他永远旨意的。
But do we have the deeds match what we were revealed and heard?
但是我们每一个人的行为有没有匹配我们所领受的这些信息？
You know what the Bible said to us?
知道圣经里对如何对我们说的吗？
To whomever much is given, of him much will be required.
圣经里说，他多托谁，就要向谁多要。
Yeah, Luke chapter 20.
这是在路加福音的十二章。
12:48.
四十八小节。
So if we are falling to sleep on what we received and heard, we better repent, right?
如果我们也是在那个领受的丰富的真理上睡觉的人的话，我们是要悔改。
Because we really don't know when our Lord is coming back.
因为我们真的不知道我们的主是何时再来。
So the key message for this church is wake up.
所以对于我们的教会，我觉得这
this church, this church in Sardis.
对萨迪这个教会，这个重点的词是要警醒，
要 wake up. Yeah, the wake up appears two times in for this church because they slept on the things we.
这个词在对这个教会出现了三次。
Okay, two.
两次。
So the third church is church in Laodicea.
第三个例子是老底家的教会。
Verse 15, chapter 3.
是在启示录第三章的十五小节。
I know your deeds that you are neither cold nor hot.I wish that you were hot or you were cold or hot.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Because you say I'm rich and I have become wealthy and have needs of nothing.And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may become rich, and white garment, so that you may clothe yourself.That the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and the eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
So once I ask a brother, how do you think about the church today?
当我们问弟兄姊妹，觉得我们今天的教会
，a brother, what do you feel, the church today? I ask a brother, so 一个弟兄。
我问了我们其中的一个弟兄，你看怎么看我们今天教会的？情况光
景 church service today, and his reply is cool.
他的回答是冷淡。
No, cool. Cool was, you know, these people like to say cool, right?
Okay, 就是很好。
Cool 就是cool is 就是 cool. 中文也是 cool, right? Chinese is cool, right? Right.
很好。
So the cool is the worst word to describe church.
而这个词正好是当描述这个老底家教会
not describe any church. If you say church, this church is cool, that's a bad description.
就是这个教会，这个词当用它用来描述一个教会的光景的时候，是不是一个好的词？
Because it's between cold and hot, right? Right middle is cool.
因为在英文里面，这个词它恰好也是冷和热之间的那个状态的那个词。
Exactly. So the saints in the Laodicea was calm and rational, right? We could imagine that.
我们知道老底嘉教会是它是非常平和，它也非常理性的这么一个教会。
Most likely is well educated and knowledgeable.
我们想象他们当中的人也是受过良好的教育，也是非常的有知识的人。
So they probably have everything and lack of nothing.
他们真的是非常的富足，不缺少什么。
But our Lord just said the opposite. You are poor and blind.
但是我们的主却说，恰恰相反，他们既贫穷又瞎眼。
Do you know what the key our Lord said to this church in Laodicea?
我们有没有看到主在这里责备的那个关键是什么？
Be zealous.
就是要热心。
Yeah, repent and be zealous.
要发热心，也要悔改。
Today here at Eastland, we know we are.Not really exactly like any one of these churches.
我们知道今天在我们伊斯林教会，我们好像不完全像这七个教会当中的任何一个。
But we do feel some similarities here and there, personally or corporately.
但是好像在一些方面，我们或多或少的跟一些教会的一些方面有一些类似。
So true repentance begins with knowing and acknowledging what are our spiritual conditions.
真正的悔改的那个起点，就是我们真知道我们属灵的这个光景。
Right. So how do we know our true spiritual conditions?
那我们如何知道我们属灵的光景？
By the Holy Spirit in us, right?
当然是靠住在我们里面的圣灵。
I remember many years ago in our midst.
我记得在很多年前，在我们的中间。
There's a brother asked many brothers to repent. You better say sorry and repent.
我们一位弟兄对另外一位弟兄
many brothers say you
对很多的弟兄说你们需要悔改。
It doesn't work that way.
It
didn't work that way.
但是这种方式是不奏效的。
Because nobody can ask other people to repent.
因为没有人能够要求另外人去悔改。
Only the Holy Spirit can have the conviction in us to make us pray, repent.
因为这个工作只有圣灵能做，只有圣灵能够说服人，让人从内心去认罪悔改。
We all know we are at the last hours of the end time.
我们知道我们现在所处的是这个福音时代的末世。
The repentance calling has become very important and urgent.
这样悔改的呼召是越来越重要。
So,This brings us to the second point we're going to talk today.
这一点也把我们带到了我们要说的交通的第二点。
So the first point is what to repent.
第一点是我们去悔改什么。
We may left our first love.
我们可能失去了我们起初的爱。
So we may sleep, fall into sleep on things we received and revealed by the Holy Spirit.
我们可能在我们获得的很多的启示和真理上，我们开始睡觉。
Or maybe we're too cool to our spiritual life.
我们可能属灵的光景不冷也不热。
Right. So we need to be zealous again.
我们需要发起热心来。
We need to come back to the first things we did at first.
我们要回到呢起初我们所行的事上。
We should wake up.
我们需要警醒。
Now, the second point, why we need to repent? Why it's so urgent?For the church to repent now.
第二点就是为什么第二点就是我们为什么要悔改。
Right. Let's read one passage. Second Peter chapter 3.
让我们再读几处经节。第一处是在彼得后书的第三章。
Just one passage in chapter 3, for Second Peter. Just one passage. Verse 8-14.
彼得后书第二章。第三章第八节第九节。
But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count it slowness, but is patient towards you and not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必有大响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heaven will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will be melted with intense heat.
切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
But according to his promise, we are looking for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Therefore, beloved, since you are looking for these things, be diligent to be found by him.In peace, spotless and blameless.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主。
So why repentance is so urgent and important today?
为什么悔改在今日如此的急迫和重要？
Apostle Peter, when he reached the end of his sojourn on earth,
当使徒彼得在他在世寄居的临近终点的时候，
Notice he called every one of us as beloved because he really loved us.
他提醒我们这些在父神里蒙爱的。
So he said this to us in his final words.
他最后的这些话语他说道，
Our Lord is not slow about his promise of his returning.
的再来并没有单言。
So he may come any time like a thief.
他来的时候会像贼一样。
Brothers and sisters, you know, over all these years, we heard so many great messages from, good messages from our brother Stephen Kang.
弟兄姊妹们，这些年来，从我们的孙弟兄那边，我们
江弟兄
江弟兄那边，我们真是听到了很多宝贵的信息。
Usually it's about the eternal purpose of God.
很多都是关于那个神永远的旨意。
But more recently it's more about imminent coming back from Lord Jesus.
但是最近这段时间更多的信息是关于主的再来。
Right. But do you think all the messages have already passed through to the brothers and sisters?
但这些信息有没有真的传达给我们的弟兄姊妹？
Good, yeah.So last week when our brother just come without anybody notice, nobody here know he's coming. He was coming last week, right?
上周当他来的时候，实际上之前我们没有任何人知道，接到通知他要来。
Right, we don't know he's coming. You know, usually we saw him in the big, huge meetings, conference, right?
一般我们都是在那种非常大的那种退休会那种聚会当中才能见到我们的江弟兄。
We never expected him suddenly over many many years, just suddenly coming, nobody know.
我们从来没有想过，过了这么多年，会突然间有一天我们的弟兄会来到我们中间。
You know, it's my interpretation. Maybe our brother want to give a silence message to us.You know, he came without anybody notice. Our Lord one day will come just like that, like a thief.
我自己这样想，是不是我们的老弟兄想给我们这样一个无声的一个信息，就是提醒我们， 当主再来的那一日也是这样悄悄的，没有人知道的。
So Apostle Paul said this to us. Repent, live a holy and godly life.
使徒彼得在最后的日子也是这样提醒我们，要敬虔，要圣洁。
Better be ready anytime.
要在任何时刻都要准备好。
You know, the repentance changes the ways of our lives.
我们知道，关于悔改是悔改这件事是改变了我们人生的道路。
I want to repeat it. This is very important. Repentance changes the lives of the ways of our lives.
悔改改变了我们人生的道路。
我们的生活，
我们生活的道路。
Have you ever heard of the Moravian Revival?
我不知道弟兄姊妹们有没有听说过这个叫做摩拉维亚弟兄会的复兴运动。
Yeah, 摩拉维亚复兴。So it was Moravian Revival. Yeah.
就是摩拉维亚复兴。
So it was one of the greatest outpouring of Holy Spirit since the day of Pentecost.
那是在五旬节之后可以称之为最伟大最大的一次圣灵的降下。
Right. So, it was occurred in a very tiny village in East Germany, 300 years ago.
它发生在大概300年前在德国东部的一个非常非常小的村子里。
This village was called Herrnhut.
这个小村子在中文音译为叫黑尔恩胡特。
Right. So, it was owned by the 22 years old, young Christians. 22 years old is probably younger than many of us here, right? It's young but rich Christians.
这个村子的主人是一位22岁的年轻的贵族，他也是一位基督徒。
Right. His name was Sinsendorf. Do you heard of that? Sinsendorf.
他的名字叫新生多夫。
Yeah, 新生多夫 Sinsendorf. So,in this village, there was 400 refugees lived there.
在这个小村子里面，有居住着大概400位避难的人。
They're all Christians.
他们全部都是基督徒。
Fled from the, the religious persecution by the Roman Catholic.
他们全都是为了躲避罗马天主教的一个迫害来逃到这里。
These 400 brothers and sisters came from all type of denominations.
这四百位避难的基督徒是来自于各个教派的。
Right, Moravians, Bohemians, Brethrens, you know, they are the major components.
大部分是来自于这个摩拉维亚还有波西米亚的这个弟兄会。
Right. And also Anabaptists and the Calvinists.
还有一些人是来自所谓的重禧派，
right.
还有加尔文主义的教派。
And also even Catholic, because they probably didn't agree with the Pope, that's why they are persecuted.
甚至都有一些可能不同意罗马教廷的天主教徒也逃到了这里。
Right. So as you could imagine, all these Christians with so many mixed backgrounds was confined in that tiny village.
所以大家不难想象，当那些各自不同教义背景的基督徒聚到了这样一个小小的村子的时候，会发生什么
？What would happen to them?
大家想会他们当中会发生些什么事情
？Soon they started to argue vigorously against each other, because over their truth, you know, so-called truth, their doctrines, and the worship formalities.
很快，他们当中就有非常激烈的争执出现，关于真理是如何的，教义是如何的，甚至是那些宗教的那些敬拜的礼仪是如何的。
Because that was the way of their lives.Spiritual lives before. That was the way of their life.
因为这是他们各自之前所有的在教会生活的样式。
So the turmoil quickly become uncontrollable.
所以很快这种争吵的混乱就变得好像不可控制了。
So finally, the landlord, Sinsendorf.
所以最终这位村子的主人，这位新生多夫
decided, he's only 20 some years, decided to intervene.
他虽然只有22岁，但是他在这个时候决定他要介入。
Yeah, you know, he was even called by these villagers as the Antichrist. Some villagers call him Antichrist of the beast.
这种分裂大盗，甚至有一些村民甚至管这位主人叫称他为反敌基督。
So he used his power as a landlord. You better, you know, and he summed up all the villagers come together.
这是他动
用。And preached for them for 3 hours.
这是他运用他主人的权力召集了所有的人，然后向他们宣讲信息，这个信息长达三个小时。
So he preached over 3 hours on the sin of divisions.
这三个小时的信息就是集中在一个主题，就是分裂所带来的罪。
Right, I guess probably he used the First Corinthians as the base.
估计他可能也是用哥林多前书来作为主题的经。
So after his message, the brothers and sisters started to pray.
当这个三个小时的信息之后呢，这一群基督徒就开始祷告。
And repent, all night long prayers, and repent.
他们整夜的祷告，还有各自的悔改。
So, in a Wednesday morning, after a communion together,
在一个星期三的早上，在一个交通之后
，Suddenly the Holy Spirit poured down on inner midst.
突然之间圣灵就降下充满了他们中间。
People start to cry.
人们就开始甚至开始哭泣。
And they praise and they sing and repent.
他们开始祷告，他们悔改，他们开始唱赞美诗。
So that place was filled with the flood of the divine love.
那个地方就满了神的爱。
There's no any divisions anymore. No any individual lifestyle or ways of life.
从那开始，那个地方就再也没有分裂，再也没有个人的这样坚持的这样的一些形式。
Right, Sissendorf later tried to describe what had happened to them.
在那之后呢，新生多夫他也想去表述当时的那个情景。
Right. He said it was impossible to use words to describe what had happened to them that morning.
他说很难用语言 来准确的描述在那一天在他们当中
发生的事情。However, her heart became grows rapidly after that.
但是在那之后，这个小村子很快的就发展成为复兴的一个中心。
So it became the center of the major Christian revival and missions in Europe over 100 years.
在那之后的几百年，这个小村子就变成了欧洲的这个基督徒复兴的一个中心。
So, if you read the Old Testament,
如果大家读这个旧约的圣经的话
right. If you're looking for any events related to spiritual recovery or revival,
如果我们去读那些找旧约里面那些关于复兴的、关于恢复的那些经节的话
you would almost 100% found that all these such events are started with prayers and repentance.
你们会发现所有的这些复兴的起头都是源自悔改，源自祷告，源自悔改。
Repentance got people either individually or corporately.
无论是个人的悔改还是整个集体的悔改。
So we have no time to cover all these events in the Old Testament. I have a full list when I prepare the message.
我在准备的时候列出了长长的表格，但是今天我没有那么多时间去交通每一处。
So, here, let me just give you one example.
在这里我只给大家一个例子。
The repentance of prophet Daniel, before the Lord.
就是先知但以理在神面前的那个悔改。
So he did this on behalf of the Israel people, in the exile in Babylonia.
就是他代表着以色列百姓在巴比伦做的那个。
So his repentance prayers was recorded in Daniel 9.
这个完整的这个悔改记录在但以理书的第九章。
So we're not going to go through that because it's a very long prayers.
因为它非常非常的长。
So、I'm rephrase it and to make it shorter, you just listen.
我把它改写的简短一些。
Yeah, so listen to this. Lord,The great and awesome God.
大而可畏的神。
We have sinned and have done wrong.
我们犯罪作孽。
We have been wicked and have rebelled.
我们行恶叛逆。
We have turned away from your commands and your laws.
我们偏离你的典章诫命。
We have not listened to your prophets.
我们没有听从你仆人先知众
先知。They spoken in your names to our kings, our princes, our ancestors, and to all the people of the land.
他们是奉你的名向我们君王、首领、列祖和国中一切百姓所说话。
Lord, this day we are covered with shame.
主啊，我们是脸上蒙羞的。
The people of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel's, both near and far, in all the countries you have scattered us.
因我们犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民，并以色列众人。或在远处，或在近处，都被你赶到各国的人都得罪了你。
We are all covered with shame because of our unfaithfulness to you.
我们脸上蒙羞，因为我们都得罪了你。
The curses and the judgments written in the law of Moses have been poured out upon us.
所以。在摩西律法上的诅咒和审判就都临到了我们。
Under the whole heaven, nothing has ever been done like what has been done to Jerusalem.
原来在普天之下未曾行过像在耶路撒冷所行的。
Yet, with all these disasters on us,
这些灾难临到我们。
We still have not turned from our sins and giving attention to your truth.
我们并没有回头离开罪孽，我们也没有明白你的道理。
Now, our God.
现在，我们的神。
Hear the prayers and petitions of your servant.
求你能够侧耳而听。
Open your eyes and see the desolation of the sanctuary and the city that bear your name.
求你能够睁眼而看，来眷顾我们在荒凉之地和称为你名下的城。
We do not make the request because we are righteous.
我们来恳求不是因为我们自己的义，
but because of your great mercy.
而是因为你的大怜悯。
Lord, listen.
主啊，求你来听。
Lord, hear and act.
求你应允而行。
Lord, forgive.
主啊，求你来原谅。
For your name's sake, my God, do not delay.
为你自己的名，不要延迟。
Because your city and your people bears your name.
因为这城、这名都是你名下的。
Daniel chapter 9, 4 to 19.
这大概是但以理书第九章四到十九小节的一个缩写。
Do you know what was the result of Daniel's repentance and prayers?
大家知道吗？但以理这样的悔改之后带来的结果是什么？
About 50,000 remnants among millions of Israelites.
在百万的以色列民当中有五万余人。
Left behind their ways of life in Babylonia.
他们抛弃了他们在巴比伦的那样的生活。
So, you know, they were lived there for 70 years, more than one generation already.
他们已经在那生活了超过70年的时间，已经
超过了一代人。So they left behind all the ways of the life in Babylonia.
但是他们能够抛弃他们原来的生活。
They answered God's calling.
他们回应了主的呼召。
Returned and rebuilt the temple and the walls of Jerusalem.
他们回到了耶路撒冷，重建了那个圣殿。
Our repentance today not only changed the ways of our lives.
我们今天的悔改也不仅仅是能够改变我们的。
Not only brings us the spiritual revival and recoveries.
不仅仅是带来我们属灵的这个复兴。
But something even greater.
甚至还有更大的作用。
Have you ever heard of Yom Kippur?
你们有没有听过这个赎罪日？
Yeah, Yom Kippur. So, you know, the Yom Kippur is the most important Jewish holiday today, in today's time.
在今天，在犹太人当中，这是非常重要的一个犹太人的节日，就是赎罪日。
It's in September 18th of this year.
今年这个节日是在九月份。
Yeah, as our brother just mentioned, the Yom Kippur is actually in the Old Testament is the Day of Atonement.
就是这个节日其实在旧约的圣经里面就是那个赎罪日。
You know, on this day in the Old Testament,
在旧约的时代呢，在这一天
，all the Israel people must have a comprehensive repentance.
所有的
and denial to of themselves.
所有的犹太人在这一天都要完全的悔改，然后去否定他们自己。
So the high priest will enter the Holy of Holies only once a year.
大祭司在这一天，一年只有一次，在这一天要进到那个至圣所。
Yeah, only on this day.
只有在这一天。
He will offer the atonement to all the Israel people and include himself.
他要献上他的全部以色列民的这个悔改，包括他自己的。
Do you ever ask why they did this in the Old Testament time?
为什么在旧约时代他们要做这样的一件事情？
They are preparing something great to come.
因为他们在为着一件更重要的事做准备。
Do you know what's followed the Yom Kippur? What's the holiday follow the Yom Kippur?
大家记得在这个赎罪日之后是哪一个节日吗？
You know, 5 days after Yom Kippur, what's coming?
在赎罪日之后5天有另外一个节日。
Sukkot.
就是祝棚节。
Sukkot actually is You know, it's translated as Sukkot. Sukkot is actually, I don't know how to translate that today, but they changed the names. You know, Sukkot is, the Yom Kippur actually is a preparation for the Sukkot. But nobody knows what Sukkot today. Our word.
实际上赎罪日是为了这个祝棚节而做准备的。但是到今天好多人都已经不知道这个祝棚节是什么。
And the Sukkot is actually in the Old Testament is translated as the day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
实际上，这个词在旧约时代，它是翻译成棚。这个棚就是其实祝棚节的那个筵席的意思。
So do you know what the Feast of Tabernacles means? Do you know?
大家知道在祝棚节筵席，祝棚节上的这个筵席，它代表了什么含义吗？
The Feast of Tabernacles means the Kingdom of Heaven.
祝棚节上的筵席预表的就是要来的天国。
See, you see which day, which holiday is more important? When Yom Kippur is the preparation, right? The Sukkot or the Feast of Tabernacles is the reality.
大家看到了吗？这节日哪个更重要？一个是做准备，另外一个却是那个实际的东西。
Dear brother and sister, do you see that?
大家，弟兄姊妹们，大家看到这一点了吗？
Our preparation for the kingdom, for the coming of the kingdom, starts with repentance.
我们为着天国所做的那个准备的起点是认罪悔改。
Repentance on all sense, those sense we know, there are sense we don't even know.
就是为了所有的我们知道的和我们甚至还不知道的罪而悔改。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we already have the eternal life, which is free.
弟兄姊妹们，我们已经得到了那个免费的那个永远的生命。
But do we ever ask why our God, who loves us so much, leaves us on this earth?
那我们有没有想过，如此爱我们的主，为什么还要留我们在地上？
Why He lets His Holy Spirit to abide in us?
为什么他要降下圣灵来帮助我们住
在我们当中。Even though we did so many things against the Holy Spirit.
即使我们做了那么多来对抗圣灵的事情。
Some say because God wants us to preach the gospel.
有的人说那是因为主想让我们来传播他的福音。
Yes, that's right, but only half of the reason.
这个说法没错，但只是一半的原因。
The other half is our Father, our Heavenly Father, wants to transform us into the image of His Son our Lord Jesus Christ.
另外还有一半的原因是因为我们的主希望，我们的神希望我们能够转变我们自己，然后我们变成他儿子的形象。
Why he want to do this?
为什么他愿意？
Because he want us to be able to reign with his son in the kingdom.
因为在将来的天国，他希望我们同他儿子一同来掌权。
You see that it's all about the kingdom.
所以大家看到了吗？这一切都是关于天国的。
Now, do you have the desire for the kingdom?
那我们现在有没有那个渴望？真的
是。Oh, may your kingdom come.
就是愿你的国降临。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So Apostle Peter asks us to look for and hastening the coming of the kingdom, the day of the Lord.
使徒彼得说过，说我们的悔改的祷告可以催促主的再来。
Yeah, he translated more than I. So, our Lord, the Apostle Paul asked us to look for a hastening the coming of the day of the God, of God.
彼得说，悔改是要可以加快那个主的再来。
So, because how do we hasten? Hasten is speed up. You know, hasten the coming of the Lord. How do we do that?
我们怎么能够竟然能够加快主再来的这个速度呢？
Right. Our prayers and repentance will make the church spotless and blameless.
因为我们的悔改的祷告可以让我们的教会更加的圣洁，更加的敬虔。
Because through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus, and our repentance will, the blood of our Lord Jesus will cleanse us.
因为借着他的宝血，他的宝血可以洗净我们的不义。
So that as our brother Peter, Apostle Peter said,
就像我们的彼得使徒彼得所说的。
We will be ready to meet the Lord in peace when the kingdom is descending down to the earth.
当我们的主的国降临的时候，我们可以在平和中能够遇见我们的主。
Let's bow our heads to have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words.
亲爱的天父，我们为着你的话语，我们感谢你。
We ask you to reveal these words to our hearts again through your Holy Spirit.
我们求你也借着圣灵来向我们启示。
So that we can know what our spiritual condition is.
让我们知道我们自己属灵的光景是什么。
So we can bring it back to our Lord to repent.
我们可以回到我们有。回到起初愿意悔改。
If we left the first love, help us to come back to do what we did at first.
如果我们失去了那个起初的爱心的话，也帮我们回到起初，让我们做行起初的事。
If we fell into sleep on what we received from you,
如果我们开始在真理上面睡起了觉
，help us to wake up.
求你帮助我们能够警醒。
If our spiritual life is so cool, a so-called lukewarm,
如果我们的属灵的生命那不冷也不热
，Help us to be zealous again.
求你帮助我们再一次的能够发起热心。
We thank you. We pray all this in your Son's name.
感谢你，我们这一切的祷告祈求都是奉你儿子的名。
Amen.
Amen.